As a reminder to media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here today. We now welcome into the call the head coach of the James Madison Dukes, Lou Rowe. Good morning, Coach Rowe.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Certainly a heartbreaking type week for your team last week, an overtime loss, 89-82 at William & Mary, and then another tough loss at home, 61-60 to Delaware. Just talk about the two games from your perspective last week.
Well, really similar to a lot of the games that we've played this season. It's just a matter of, you know, trying to close out games and having to rely, honestly, on our defense to get a stop. And I don't think our defense, you know, with the new team has been as good as it was last year at getting, you know, stops late to help us close out some games. And but I will say that our defense against two really, really good teams, and, you know, you say that up and down this conference, they're all really, really good teams. But you know, two good teams, I thought our defense was good the last two games for, you know, 36, 37 minutes. And we definitely broke down a little bit defensively at the end of Delaware. But we're starting to round in the form, and I hope we show some consistency on the defensive end going forward.
You guys obviously are putting yourself in position to be in these close games. But with such a young team and so many new guys, as a head coach, what's the toughest part about teaching teams how to try to close out and finish these games?
Well, I mean, the toughest part is, I listened to the Coach Matheny, and really what he said is true. These guys have to learn how to win at this level. And it's, you know, it's a little bit, you know, when you have a lot of, especially a lot of guys that played on really good high school teams, and, you know, you've got a lot of talent, you're not in these situations a lot. And if you're in these situations, you're better a lot of times. And, you know, you can just go make a play. And the talent in this league, you know, the coaches in this league, this, you know, it's they're going to have to learn that, you know, there's things that you have to do, and you have to be really disciplined and really detailed, even on screening, on boxing out, on to try to get out of these games with the win.
We're here with Jamie, head coach Lou Rowe. If you have a question for him, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Ruth.
You have a question from Josh Walfish with Daily News Record. Please go ahead.
Hey, Lou. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Josh?
Doing well. We've talked beginning of the season about, you know, the changes you made to your coaching staff. But, you know, when you look at a guy like Mike Dean retiring and kind of what he was able to do as a coach defensively, how much, I guess, has that sort of rubbed, sort of being, spending the year with him, kind of rubbed off on you and some of your defensive principles?
Well, again, you know, we've talked about this a lot. I think, you know, having Coach Dean, it was you know, a pleasure to have him for that season and learned a lot from him. I have a lot of, you know, defensive concepts and ideas from over the years, and, you know, I've learned from a lot of people. And, you know, I think the biggest thing about Coach Dean, it wasn't necessarily even the defense or anything like that. His perspective on, you know, sometimes, you know, being on the bench and saying to me, you know, Coach, these are some things that are going to happen. You know, just be calm. Just, you know, not that, you know, just his voice on the sideline, having been and experienced a lot of things, and, you know, his voice in there. It wasn't so much the conceptual side of it, but he was somebody who was easy to talk to. And even when things were bad with him, he would always say, Lewis, I've been through this before. Like, it is. I've been, you know, the thing about having a career as long as his is that, you know, there's a lot of wins, but there's also a lot of losses, and you've seen everything. So he was really good at saying to me, you know, this is normal. This is going to happen. And, you know, this is stuff that you're going to have to go through. He never was really too high and too low. And I'll say this, if he was here now, he probably would be saying the same to me, like, this is crazy. You're losing these games. We're losing these games. The guys are fighting. It's a young team. Stay the course.
Is there that type of voice, I guess, on your coach staff? Is Byron or Rob or,
yes,
or him kind of stepping up into that?
He had done a lot more. You know, he had a longer career. You know, he had a long and storied career, and had a great career. But there's great guys on my staff, and they're all, I mean, Byron is as calm as they come, and you know, he hasn't logged as many games as a guy like Coach Dean. and Tim, for a young assistant coach, I think is pretty amazing. Has a really, really high upside. And then Rob was a head coach at D2 at Urbana, so he's actually been involved in having to build a program from scratch. So all of those guys have great insight, and I trust them tremendously.
All right. Thanks, Lou.
Well, I want to go back and talk a little bit about some of the things you said defensively. You held both opponents last week under 40%. Your team's leading the conference in steals. I know defense is a big focus point for you. Do you feel like with this group that you're playing the style you would like, and how close are you to doing that?
Well, I would say if we can, you know, if we can have some consistency with it, I think the last two games we've definitely there was, you know, we were cutting our teeth, and there were some growing pains with playing, you know, the way I wanted to play defensively, some of the concepts, some of the, you know, ball screen coverages and things like that. And I think they're actually, you know, knock on wood and keep praying and you know, you don't take for granted. But I thought the last games defensively looked the way we want to look, energy-wise. You know, I thought some of the concepts, some of the coverages were really good. I thought the guys were starting to understand their job within the system and, you know, really taking care of doing their job. And that's you know, a pleasure to see. You just want them to be consistent at it and to, you know, to do it consistently throughout games and consistently throughout the rest of the season.
Matt Lewis, one of your freshmen, five straight games now in double figures. He had 22 at William & Mary and 14 against Delaware. And I know with Joey's injury, has taken on a little different role. Just talk about his play and what's made him such an effective scorer.
Well, first of all, he's really confident, and second of all, he works really hard. And he's been, again, I recruited him really hard. I was really high on him coming out. As all these guys, like, you know, you it's a total rebuild, you know, so really involved and hands-on with the recruitment process and, you know, getting all these guys here and getting them to trust. And, no, so it was, you know, that's what I saw in Matt throughout the recruitment process, and I had a chance to, you know, to hit the ground running and have a really good freshman year and set the tone for his career. And I think he's embraced the opportunity. I think he's a kid that's really, really competitive and doesn't back down and you know, he's definitely a winner and wants to win. He, you know, for him it's about, you know, what it takes to get us over the hump. And you know, fully bought in, fully invested, and has played all three perimeter positions throughout his freshman year, and had never played the one coming in here. And I saw early on in training camp, I was like, man, I think we could dabble with him at the one a little bit. And now with Joy going down, you know, didn't even say a word to him. Just here's the ball and go. And he's embraced it and continued to work. It's funny, I actually texted him all last night just about some, you know, watching some video and getting in here, because I played a lot of point myself and being a bigger guard. You know, there's some things that I want to show him and continue to teach him, and I think he's just going to continue to develop and grow.
All right, Lou, thanks as always for taking time with us here today, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.